Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global broadcasting communities. Welcome to a most exciting broadcast today. We are thrilled to share a replay of our exclusive interview with Joe Vitale. Joe is featured in our latest bestseller, Ready, Aim, Inspire. To learn more about this amazing book, visit Amazon.com and enjoy today's show.
Joining me tonight is Dr. Joe Vitale, a household name among internet marketers since the dawn of the World Wide Web. Dr. Joe Vitale is one of the greatest marketing minds of our time. Joe has a communication style that grabs you and sucks you in. His charismatic and hypnotic pull make him a great communicator. Current president of Hypnotic Marketing, Inc., a marketing consulting firm, he has been called the Buddha of the Internet for his combination of spirituality and marketing acumen. Joe is one of the stars on the hit movie, The Secret, and his incredible story of using the law of attraction in his own life is an inspiration to thousands. 30 years ago, he was broke, desperate, and living on the street. Through a series of odd coincidences, he found his inner calling and has gone on to great fame and success. He has shared his knowledge and discoveries through several best-selling audio programs. Joe Vitale has become one of the top copywriters in the world and one of the most successful, respected marketers on the globe. He is also a best-selling author. His published books include The Attractor Factor, Zero Limits, Life Missing Instruction Manual, and The Key. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Joe. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Joe, who inspires you?
Oh, goodness. There's a long list of people who inspire me. I mean, everybody from Mark Twain, Abraham Lincoln, to Jack London, the author, William Saroyan, the author, to, goodness, Clarence Darrow, the attorney. I mean, P.T. Barnum, the circus marketer. I mean, Lordy.
Wow.
There's a long, long list of people who have inspired me, and I love being inspired. It encourages me to do more. It just kind of lights a flame inside of me, and I go, I want to be like them. I want to achieve big things, too. And it just urges me to keep on moving.
That's quite an incredible and colorful list of people.
Well, that was off the top of my head. If I actually thought about it, there was probably 100 names that would come up, but those just flew into my brain when you asked the question.
Now, you have an amazing history, Joe. Tell us a little bit about it and how you turned your life around 30 years ago.
Yeah, back in the late 70s, I was homeless at Dallas. And I migrated over to Houston, and I was in poverty for a very long time there before I slowly started to achieve some little successes here and there. And then when the Internet came along, I was one of the first to do some marketing there. And I was a skeptic. I didn't think you could make money. And, of course, I proved myself wrong because I could make money on the Internet, then went on to teach others how to do it. But, boy, you talk about a slow, uphill, bloody crawl to try to get out of the depths of misery, because I was unhappy. I was doing my best to write. I wanted to be an author. I wanted to make a difference, but I was struggling. And so my overnight success took about 30 years. I don't know what overnight actually means, because for me it takes 30 years to get there. And what I'm doing these days is helping people condense that time so they don't have to struggle like I did. You know, I didn't have the Internet back then. I had the public library, and thank God for the public library. That was my shelter in Dallas, and that was also my house of wisdom. I can go in there, and I can go into the self-improvement area and the philosophy and psychology area and devour all those books in an attempt to reprogram myself and to clean myself up. And by constantly doing that and constantly taking action and persistently going after my dream of wanting to be an author, today I live the lifestyle of the rich and famous. I mean, today it's dramatically different, so dramatically different that it feels like it was another life. It was a past life or something, even though it was my life 30-some years ago when I was on the streets and in poverty. It's just hard to believe, but constant going forward has led me to this place where wonderful people like you ask me questions.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you. Well, you have an incredible story. You know, The Secret is a history-breaking success, and you're a feature star in the movie. How did this opportunity come about, and what about the synergy of all the feature stars that made it such a success?
Yeah, I'm very grateful to be in the movie The Secret. The lady who put it together, Rhonda Byrne, she called me out of the blue after reading one of my books. She read The Attractor Factor, which is one of my books that's done very well. It's been translated all over the world and been a bestseller for several years. She read it and called me, and I didn't know her, of course, and she just had this idea for a movie. She said, I want to make a movie about the law of attraction, and if I do it, would you be willing to be in it? And honestly, I was just being polite to her. I never thought she'd actually do the movie. I never thought I'd ever hear from her again. And so when she did call back the next month and said she pulled the money together, she wanted to fly me to Chicago, she wanted to film me, even then I was reluctant because I was very busy, and I thought, what am I going to do being in this movie? Where's this movie going to go? But obviously, I made the time, I went, I was interviewed, and I ended up in the movie. And the movie, because of a lot of elements, became this, as you pointed out, this historic success. It's going to be this movie we're going to be talking about this for decades. I'll be talking about it 100 years from now. It really broke through and told people something they needed to know and they needed to know it. It gave people inspiration. It gave them a technique. It introduced them to the law of attraction at a time when the world was really going, it looks like we're all going to die. It looks like the economy, and everything that's happening in the world is so depressing that we don't have much hope. And, of course, The Secret comes out and says, hey, you've got more power than you ever thought before. So I'm very flattered to be in the movie. I'd be raving about the movie whether I was in it or not. But how I got in it is because of the book, The Attractor Factor. She read it and called me.
Amazing. So what are the most important success secrets that you can share with those listening who are on the rise?
Well, the most important thing is to hold to your dream. And even way back when I was homeless and in poverty, I was still writing. I was writing because that was my dream. I knew that I was here to make a difference through the written word and later through the spoken word. And so I was going in that direction, despite all of the evidence that said I would never make it. I was struggling. I remember I was married at the time, and my wife wanted to make some spaghetti, and we had a jar of tomato sauce. And she dropped it, it hit the floor, and it broke. It was a glass jar. I didn't have the $2.50 to buy another jar of tomato sauce. That's the kind of lifestyle we were in. Yet, I was writing. I was holding to my dream. That very day, I'd get back on my typewriter, because I don't think I had a computer yet. I'd get on the typewriter, and I'd be typing out whatever it was I was working on. It was an article, it was a book, whatever it happens to be. You have to hold on to your dream, even when everybody else says it's not going to happen, even when the outer circumstances say it's not likely going to happen, even when you might have your own doubts. You still have to hold on to your dream. And then the second thing is, you got to keep taking action. One of the big mistakes people make is they sit around thinking, well, if I meditate, if I visualize, if I write affirmations, then everything's going to fall in my lap. Well, the law of attraction has the word action in attraction, and that's for a reason. Anything that happens in the world is a co-creation. You have a role to play in manifesting whatever it is that you want, whether it's a business or a relationship or writing a book. It doesn't matter what it happens to be. You've got something to do. Do it. So those two things right there, I think, are some very important success elements.
Great advice. So how do you set yourself up as an expert in your area of expertise when you're just starting out in today's market?
Well, there's a rule of thumb that says if you read a book a day or a book a week, within a very short period of time, you'll be an expert in that particular field. A lot of people still think of me as a copywriter, and when I went on the Internet, I was known as an Internet copywriter, and I wrote a book called Hypnotic Writing, even, that talks about how to write that kind of material. But how did I become that expert? I read every book I could find on copywriting, on advertising, on writing copy, everything I could find. I don't care if it was published in the 1800s, it was published in England, it was new, it was old, it was hard to find. Back then, I would use the interlibrary loan system, and when I found a book, when I researched it and I would find a title, I would have them find the book from another library and bring it on over to me. When I could find the money for books, I would spend them on all these different things. I devoured everything on copywriting so that by the time I was done, I knew more than virtually any other person out there on copywriting, probably even more than the people that were calling themselves professional copywriters. And then, of course, when I started writing my own books on copywriting, like Hypnotic Writing, and then later I wrote a book called Buying Trances. That firmly anchored me and established me as the expert on that subject. But where it all began was I started reading in the field that I wanted to be an expert on. Anybody can do that. That's the beauty of this. Pick whatever thing is that you're passionate about, you're excited about, and start reading about it. The more you read, the more you're going to know, the more that you put into your system, you're going to start creating your own style. You'll come out with your own particular view of whatever that subject is, and you'll end up being the expert on it. But it starts with reading.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how do you inspire others? I mean, you're inspiring me right now, but how do you inspire others?
Well, I don't set out to inspire others. What I set out to do is lead an inspired life. And by leading an inspired life, people look at it and hopefully they'll be inspired. That's what I've done when I looked at some of the people. I mentioned Mark Twain, Abraham Lincoln, and a few other names earlier. When I look at those people, I don't think they purposely led their life to inspire me. I think they purposely led their life to inspire themselves to be happy, to be wealthy, to be prosperous, to make a difference. When I look at that, I get inspired. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not setting out to inspire anybody in particular, but I want to live this inspired life, and by living it, hopefully a few people will look and go, wow, if that Joe Vitale was homeless at one point, well, by God, I can achieve success too. I want them to come to that conclusion, but they have to do it on their own. All I can do is just put my life out there and keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, do you mind sharing a little about your current project?
Well, the thing I'm most excited about right now is my music. I've turned my passion in right at writing my own music. I've already got one CD out, which is more of a new age meets blues music. It's more of a background kind of a music. It's very relaxing. But the one I'm coming out with is my first singing songwriting CD. And I love music, but my complaint about music has been very often the lyrics are programming you for negativity and limitation. My favorite example is the Rolling Stones. They have that great song that they came out in 1967 with the line that says, you can't always get what you want. And they repeat it several times. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want until they finally say, but sometimes you may get what you need. Well, you don't really think about those lyrics, but people listen to them, and then later on they look around and go, how come I can't always get what I want? Well, they've accepted programming that told them that was their reality. I'm creating music that has the same kind of rhythm, meaning that you want to listen to it and move to it and dance to it and re-listen to it, but it has positive lyrics. And I'm more excited about this than anything I've done in the longest time. And if you don't mind me giving a link, the music's described at www.getupandstrut.com. Getupandstrut.com.
I'm writing that down.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, I hadn't thought of that before, but another example from I can't get no satisfaction. That one, too.
Yes.
I've never considered the negative messages that you receive from music.
And that's the real issue. It's not so much with the lyrics is that we aren't aware of what the lyrics are doing. And I'm not blaming the Rolling Stones. I love the Rolling Stones. But there's plenty of other examples out there of music that we listen to and we're moving to and we're going, oh, that's really cool. I love that song and I want to dance to that song. But underneath it all, it's sending these messages to us that aren't helping us later. And I want people to be aware of that programming. And I want to make a difference by making music that has positive programming, which is what I'm doing now.
So you're going to be a modern-day John Lennon.
Well, I'm blushing to even think about that. What a tagline that would be. But thank you. That's a direction I would love to go in.
So with all the success, what is still out there that you would like to achieve, and what legacy would you like to leave?
Wow. One of my causes is to end homelessness. I've put together a movement, and I have a website. It's at OperationYes.com, www.OperationYes.com, and that's designed to help stop homelessness in this country. That's one of the things that I'm passionate about, and I'm putting together an event that will have a bunch of different speakers to help people break out of their victimhood and break out of the chains that have kept them down or kept them in fear. so they can break free. I mean, as a guy who was homeless and in poverty, I know what these people are experiencing when they fear they're going to lose their home or they did lose their home. I want to stop that. So that's one of the things I'm working on. It's a big cause, but I believe in it. I'm rallying all my resources and allies to pull it off, but that's next for me.
That's great. We need a crusader in that field.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing time with us today. Once again, to enjoy a free preview of the new bestseller, Ready, Aim, Inspire, visit Amazon.com. To discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, visit expertinsightspublishing.com. Until next time, have a great week.